The low wood tables inside was nearly empty. But the few Jacks and Janes here made such a haze with their cigarettes it was like wading through cobwebs. Stink of raw tobacco and last night's hooch. Radio murmuring in the background. At the bar it smelled gloriously of milk. Of café au lait and chocolat chaud. The kid, he climbed up onto the flaking red stool and cradled his head in his hands. The barkeep come over. A glass of milk, I said in English, with a nod at Hero. Milk, Hero muttered, not lifting his head. The barkeep propped his thick forearms on the counter, leaned down low. We known him, though. It wasn't menacing. He spoke broken German into the kid's ear. Milk only? You're a cat? Hero's muffled voice drifted up. He still hadn't lifted his face. Ain't you a laugh factory, about near as funny as Sid here? You two ought to get together, take that show on the road. The barkeep smirked, mumbled something more into Hero's ear, something I ain't caught. Then I seen the kid stiffen in silence, lift up his face, his lips clenching. Hero, I said. Come on, man, he kidding. Going over to the icebox, the barkeep stared at me a second, then glanced on up at the clock. I checked my own watch. 5 to 10. Wander on back with a glass of milk, his voice cracking against the silence like snooker balls hitting each other. But I warn you, he said, you drink all the milk in France, you still not turn white. He laughed his strange, high, feathery laugh. Hero brought the glass to his lips, his left eye shutting as he drank. A sad, hot feeling well up in me. I cleared my throat. The kid, he suddenly reached back and touched my shoulder. Might as well do another take, he said. The disc ain't all bad. And my damn visas ain't come yet. What else I got to do? I swallowed nervously. Then he gave me a long, clear look. We gonna get it right. Just be patient, Buck. Sure, I said. Sure we will. Wasn't that last one any good, kid? Good, good. Would it make us? The kid set the glass down on the counter and, pointing at it, hollered, Encore! My stomach lurched. Just holding it together, I said, I'll be right back. You ain't gonna leave without me. In the basement, John, I got down to business. I felt sick as hell, the bile rising in me. For a second, I stood there clutching the filthy basin, yellow grime all caked up on its porcelain. Head down, just breathing. I ran to faucet and splashed my face with cold water. It smelled of hot iron water, making my face feel alien to me, like I ain't even in my own skin. Then I could hear something through the ceiling, sudden, loud. I paused, holding my breath. Hell, it sounded like Hero in a damn barkeep. Kid was prone to it these days, wired for a fight. I dragged in a long breath, walked over to the dented door. I ain't gone out, though. I just stood there, listening to the air like a hound. After a minute, I reached for the knob. The talk got softer. Then the whole place seemed to shudder with the sound of something crashing. Hell. Couldn't hear the barkeep's voice. My hand, it was shaking so bad the knob rattled softly. I forced myself to turn it, take a step into the stuffy corridor. I made it up 3 steps before stalling. The stairs, they were shaded by a brick wall, giving me a glimpse of the cafe without betraying my shadow. All the lights was up. I ain't never seen all the lights up in the coup, ever. Never known to that moment how nightmarish so much light can be. Place went dead quiet. Everything, everyone, felt distinct, pillowed by silence. One gent turned to me slow. He got creases like knife wounds in his face. I glanced under his table, only one leg. His hands gnarled like something dredged from a lake. They was both shaking like crazy. He was holding dirty papers. I watched ash from a cigarette fall onto his pants. I looked around sharply. On every occupied table sat identity papers. A few crisp as fall leaves. Others almost thumbed to powder. The young brunette slapped hers down so nervously she set it in a puddle of coffee. I stared at the bloating paper. She was chewing a loose thread on the collar of a heavy tweed coat, her jaw working softly. I remember thinking, ain't she warm in that? The barkeep began cleaning quietly, rubbing down the bar with a gingham towel. It was his other chap, though, sitting in the window starch light, his expression too bright. A coldness crept over me. Then the talking started again, and I glanced up. Two boots in pale uniforms. Used to be just plain black. At night you seen nothing but a ghostly white face and an armband the color of blood coming at you over the cobblestones. But boots was boots. One was tall and thin, a tree branch of a man. The other, he's short and thick-set. With his back turned to me, I could see a fat roll of muscle at his neck. I dropped my eyes. Like I was letting it occur to me for the first time, I looked for Hero. He's standing on over at the front door, staring at the boots. Another kid stood at his side, Jewish, I reckon. A look of terrified defiance on his face. The taller boot was making a real show of thumbing slow through his papers, not saying nothing. Just licking his thumb, turning a page. Licking his thumb, turning a page. Like that boot could pass a summer's day doing it. I looked at his quiet gray face. Was a face like anyone's, just going about his business. Foreign, the shorter boot was saying. His voice so calm and soft I almost ain't heard it. Stateless person of Negro descent. Hero and that Jewish kid. They stood there with their hands dangling at their sides, defiant schoolboys. It ached to watch. The both of them so helpless, their hearts going hard. With the broad pane of glass shining bright behind them, I couldn't see too clear. But even from here, I could hear them. They're breathing. The tall boot done softened his voice, too. It was odder than odd. These boots were so courteous, so upstage in their behavior, like they might have been talking about the weather. Nothing like how they behaved in Berlin. There was even a weak apology in their gestures, like they was gentlemen at heart, and only rough times forced them to act this way. And this politeness, this quiet civility, it scared me more than outright violence. It seemed a newer kind of brutality.